Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Can you believe it? We're back. Another episode of That's So Hun on YouTube, in your ears, wherever you're getting it. Welcome to another episode. I'm back with my fabulous co-hostess with the mostess, Electra. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. I can't believe I'm back.
I know.
I can't believe you've had me again.
I know. That performance plan worked, didn't it?
It did.
You've been on a pip. It's a pyramid scheme. So welcome to That's So Hun, where we're going to be breaking down Hun culture for the Hun initiated. And we're going to be talking about lots of things that contribute to being a Hun in this day and age. And everything that we speak about on the pod today, at the end of the pod, we will take a little vote between us and our fabulous guest who we're about to meet, and we will decide what is So Hun for this week's episode. Simple as that, really. And I've got to tell you all about our partnership with Strongbow, because tickets are now on sale for our Take a Bow brunches, which are taking place in London and Manchester. And we've also got our big show down at
Brighton. So it's Brighton and Hove Pride. It's going to be amazing. We did it last year, didn't we?
We did.
But this year, it's going to be bigger.
Bigger, better.
Ooh.
And more honeyer.
And more honey. It's just going to be hun.
Well, I tell you what, let's start by introducing our guest. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody, that when I said to Electra that we have the guest who we're about to meet on...
Are you going to embarrass me?
I am going to embarrass you. I had not told you I was going to do this. You nearly had an episode.
Oh, great. Now I'm embarrassed. I've got red now. Thanks,
red.
Babe.
Don't worry.
Red like a beetroot.
Don't worry, because you were very, very excited, weren't you?
I am. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. This person's work is absolutely incredible. Honest, I could just deep dive into that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Shall we deep dive in?
I think we should deep
with
dive.
This week's guest, our favourite American, it's the fabulous Marisha Wallace!
Yay!
Welcome to That's So Hun, fresh out of the Big Brother house.
Oh, it's so good to be here. I have followed this account for so long, because when I came over, I was like, I need to know all the pop culture, but for the UK.
Uh-huh.
And y'all give it to me every time.
Glad to be of service. Glad to be of service. Well, we are over the moon to have you. I'm really over the moon, but Electra, I think you've gone like stratospheric levels, because you are a super fan, right?
Do you know what? My fiance introduced you to me, and he's like, he loves musical theatre and stuff. Like, you as Muttermouth Maybell, singing Tomorrow,
yeah,
in that gorgeous yellow frock. Honestly, if you haven't heard that, if you haven't heard Marisha sing Tomorrow, go and listen, because it is incredible.
That's one of my faves.
It is insane.
So you've been in the UK for how long?
It's been 7 years, and it'll be 8 years in December.
And did you plan to stay that long, or was it just...
Well, you know, do you know how I got here? Have you ever heard the story?
I know, but
so,
tell everybody.
I was in a show called Something Rotten on Broadway, uh-huh, and that was the title. It wasn't rotten. It was called Something Rotten. The reviews were great. It was a hit. And I was playing a tap dancing egg.
As you do.
Name Eggy White. And I would pop out the egg and I would say, and I am telling you, I'm not going to be an omelet. No, no, no. And I was like, my part. And I also was understudying B, who was the lead role in it. And I got a call saying, do you want to come to London to play Effie White?
So you went from Eggy to Effie.
And I was like, what? And they were like, can you come tonight? And I was like, tonight? I was like, I need at least like three. But it's so funny because I was doing a Christmas concert for the first time on the weekend. Uh-huh. And I was like, I got to do this Christmas concert. I can't go. Now I feel like an idiot. I should just let them cancel the concert and just went on. But no, I took the three. I was like, give me 3 days. I had 3 days. I packed up all my stuff. And then I moved to London. And then I have five. It was crazy. It was like out of a movie. I get off the plane. They put me in the other understudy clothes. Like they took all her costumes and refit me into them. Uh-huh. And then I had 5 days of rehearsal. And it was around Christmas time as well. So there wasn't a lot of time to rehearse. So it was like 3 hours here, 2 hours there. Mm.
And the show was already open.
And the show was already open. But they had canceled some shows because Amber had pneumonia. Amber Riley had gotten pneumonia, and a lot of other people in the cast were sick as well. So then I had 5 days, and then I was on, boo. I was on for the role.
Did you know the score and everything? Because Dreamgirls is such an iconic film for everybody, and it's a massive Hun film as well. So did you kind of, I got it.
I grew up singing that music because anytime you sing, and I'm telling you, anywhere, in any place, you will win. Yeah. So if you do a talent show, you saying, I'm telling you, you 5 years old, I'll tell you, you're going to win, okay? So I did that around the country. I did this like North Carolina Idol where I sung it. This girl really thought she was going to win.
No.
And then I came in with that, and it was like Snatch. I took it right out of her
I'm going to take that,
Thank
honey.
You. So I've been singing that song for years, and I actually played Effie White when I was 21, right out of college. I did it for like 7 shows in New Hampshire.
Sure.
And then I had just played it in Dallas, at Dallas, Texas. I actually left my Broadway show to go do it because I was originally supposed to be in this production as Amber Standby.
Yeah.
But then I auditioned, it all went well. And then they were like, no, we're not going to take you because it's cheaper to have someone from the UK be the Standby.
More
so they got
fool
two.
Them.
See, the cheap man pays twice. That's what I always say.
We as British people, we love to steal the Americans, don't we?
Yeah.
Like Michelle Visage, obviously you, Alexandra Burke. Oh, no, she's English. She just brought the saying over.
Yeah, she brought the praise. Do you know about Alexandra Burke, the famous thing where she's on Good Morning Britain, and she said that she brought the phrase, I was going to say American in the room, elephant in the room from the US to the UK. I just love that.
And that is like Hun. Isn't it?
That is New Testament. That is Old Testament.
That's Old Testament.
That's
Hun.
Old Testament.
But anyway,
So one thing which I think is really honey about something which is happening in your life this year is you're doing pantomime.
Baby, I don't know how they treat me into this. I literally was like, so I went and saw the Palladium Panto before the pandemic, actually. That was like 2019.
It's huge, isn't it?
And I think I went by myself. I don't know why I went by myself, but I think I did. And I was like, what is this? Like, it's just like a whole different culture. Like, it's like it's a thing.
Yeah.
Itself.
Oh my God,
like,
it's huge. Like, it's,
cause you don't have Panto.
We don't
in
have
America.
It. Only thing that we have that might even be close is like Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
Sure.
You know, like something that happens every year.
Oh, the Rockettes.
The Rockettes. Oh. That's probably like the only thing that we have. We have like Christmas reviews and things like that, but nothing where it's like, since you were a child, this is the thing you've been going to with your grandparents, your parents, like, that's such an amazing thing too, for theater to be so ingrained. I think that's why theater does so well here, because of Panto.
Yeah,
because I think
really
it's already in your like
we love
zeitgeist
it.
Of your culture from jump.
Yeah,
you know?
And it is one of those times that really brings the family together. I need to know whether Jane McDonald actually knows that she's got this status in the Hun world, because she's like the Grand High Hun.
I don't think she does. I think she does know that people love her, but I don't think it's just her. It's like, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. She comes across so natural.
Yeah.
So it's like, she's like your mum's cousin who you call auntie.
Yeah.
It's not even related to
you.
She's
like auntie. Yeah, she's auntie. Auntie.
My favourite Jane McDonald anecdote is that she has this weekend which takes place in Rhodes. And or it did take place in Rhodes, and everybody flew from the UK to see a Jane McDonald show in Greece. And honestly, if you can get on the Facebook page, because I was like, this is my arena. I was like, Jane McDonald's going to Greece, and there's going to be fans there. They've got like branded towels with Jane's face on. I think we should all go. I think we should go.
I'm down
I didn't
for
even
that.
Know it was this serious. I was like, wow.
The Brits love her.
Yeah,
we love her.
I like it. Get into it. She's a nice lady. I want nice people to do well.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, she does well. If you had to describe Hun culture to the Americans.
Okay.
How would you do it in one pitch?
Well, I think Huns culture is very, it's like the second cousin, no, the first cousin of the basic bitch culture. You know what I mean?
I think.
Where it's like Ugg boots, Stanley Cups.
Do you know what we call Ugg boots?
Starbucks.
Do you know what we call Ugg boots?
What?
Slag wellies.
What?
You, like slag wellies. You know, how do you explain a slag welly? Where did it come from?
I don't know. I think the thing is with Ugg boots.
Well, you got to be a hoe to wear it.
No. I wear them. I'm a hoe, but I still wear them.
What I like about Ugg boots is when they're fresh out of the box, they look great.
Uh-huh.
But then what happens is that they take some battering, don't they, over the winter.
They deteriorate.
And they deteriorate. And I love a collapsed Ugg boot.
So I love it when it's collapsed in the back.
Yeah.
And you know, she's stomping through the street.
Yes.
And she's mad. She's trying to find her baby daddy.
And, they're wet.
And they're wet. And then her little track is hanging down in the back.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? And she got one kid like coming down the thing. And the tan is
a lot going
just
on.
Really tanned.
Question is, do you own any Ugg boots?
Absolutely. What do you mean?
Every shade of Ugg, the slag welly.
I like them new slide ones with the little platform.
Yes.
Those are cute, right?
I've got little Ugg slippers that are like
Ugg
pink.
The Ugg slippers. Mm-hmm. Mm. See, they're cute.
And the jelly beach shoes as well.
Jelly beach shoes?
Oh, yeah. They're like this colour. I'll show you. They're amazing.
Oh, I love an Ugg
Next
bit.
Week's episode.
Next week.
Fashion show.
I don't know how y'all wearing Uggs here with all this rain. This is why I don't understand.
Well, there's a smell issue as well, isn't it?
Because it smells. That fur in there is not right, babe. Yeah. It's like them ballet flats from like the early 2000s.
Ballet flats.
Speaking of ballet, when we used to wear Ugg boots into ballet in college, we get told off by the ballet teacher.
Wow.
Because he said they're not good for your feet. Honey, they keep my toes warm.
That's nice.
Oh, it's nice, right?
And they look cute.
Yeah.
And you got your little sock warmer things on top.
Oh, yeah.
Very flash dance.
She knows what she was talking about. Yeah. Where's she today?
She's no longer here.
She's no longer. Oh, God. You know what? She got Ugg boots with Jesus. Bless her.
And on that note, So every week on the podcast, Marisha, we ask our guests to bring something or tell us something that you think is so Hun, because Hunsnet is my version of Hun.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got their own version of Hun.
Okay.
So have you brought something? I can see something there. Or have you got something you can tell us that you think is so Hun specific to you?
I have brought my own Stanley Cup, honey. I just got this, actually. And it was expensive. I said, these Huns got some money. Mm-hmm. And I love it. You know what? Why am I going to get a 40-pound water bottle? And then I started drinking it. Baby, my skin is hydrated. I'm looking good. It's making me drink a lot of water.
You're saying that makes the water miracle water.
I don't know what it does to the water, babe. The water tastes better in here.
You're in deep. You're in deep.
No, it does. I put my electrolytes in here. Look at this skin. I have no foundation
on.
You
look fabulous.
You're thanking Stanley for that. You're thanking our baby Stanley for the moist skin.
I'm thinking Stanley. I'm thinking Jesus for the H2O.
Electra, where are you at with Stanley Cups?
Do you know what? I think Stanley Cups are very American,
yeah,
very American, you know. But the TikTokers love it. We love it over here. We're like,
are the UK girls going up for the Stanley Cups?
They are now.
Yeah, I think we're probably a little bit behind on it, but they're definitely.
This is like Gen X Hun.
This is Gen X Hun. Do you know what I love about it though? When you've got the bougie Huns on TikTok who've got like the Range Rovers and the big cars, and they stack it in, and like on TikTok shop, they're like the trays that you can put on top.
I love those things. I watched this last night and oh my God. So this one person gets the Stanley Cup. Puts the tray around it. Pours hot chocolate into the Stanley Cup. Then she's got little dippy things like marshmallows, crisps, pizza.
Because I got the thermal one. You can do hot drinks in that too. Pop.
Wine.
Do you tell everybody about your Stanley Cup? Has it become like an extension of your personality now?
Now I feel like...
You can get them on TikTok shop for 90p, can't you?
Baby, that ain't Stanley. That's Sam or somebody.
That is not official merch. Not official merch.
That's Samos.
Samo cup.
Let's talk about TikTok shop for a second.
Oh my God. That ain't Stanley. I don't know who that is.
Are you easily influenced by TikTok shop?
You know what? I always like go to pick something. I don't go all the way through. I was like, where are they taking my information? Yeah. I don't know what my credit card is.
Yeah. I
get nervous. I mean, I might start selling stuff, but I don't know if I'm going to buy anything.
I've bought a couple That's of true. Things.
What did you get? Was it okay? Did it deliver?
But what I got was a... This makes me sound so sad, but it's brilliant. It's a dish strainer. You know, the double stack one where you put your dishes on. But the thing is, I'm currently selling my house at the moment, and anytime anybody comes to view it, I pack it away because I'm like, they'll know it's from TikTok shop.
No.
They'll
know. Yeah. I like Temu. That's my jam.
Temu.
Now, Temu, I can get with because it's basically TikTok shop as well.
Oh, is that what Temu is?
Temu is everything. My whole house is Temu right now.
Like, is it Shein as well? There's all those other ones, isn't there? That's amazing.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Vendors.
It's stuff that you probably don't need, but you want, but you can never quite commit to purchase.
It's great for organizing, which I do.
Is TikTok shop the new Dunelm?
I think it's, I mean, I think TikTok shop is like the new Argos catalog. Yeah.
Did y'all have, so we have Fingerhut. That was our thing.
Do you have what?
Fingerhut. That was, that sounds like was the Argos catalog. It was called Fingerhut and it would come in the mail. And you'd be like, oh, did you get your Fingerhut catalog? And then you would pick out your little things. Like, it would be like little Tupperwares and things like that.
Fingerhut. Like Pizza Hut, but fingering.
Fingerhut, babe.
Just off to Fingerhut this weekend. What are you up to? Brilliant. Well, yes, definitely. Stanley Cups are so hun. So, yeah. Wonder if Stanley Cup will win the coveted prize of being so hun this week. And we'll ask it to take a bow. Who knows?
Who knows?
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing. And what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders? We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. So, every week on That's So Hun, we like to take a delve into the Hun archives and find Hun artifacts from the past that have contributed to being a Hun in this day and age. Now, Electra, we've got a good one this week, haven't we?
We have, in the gorgeous Hunstery box. Are you ready for this?
I'm not ready.
You're not ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You said that with some determination.
Now, that's a little clue. In this week's Hunstery box, we have... I tried to do a drum roll then in the box. We have the Girls Aloud eyelashes! These are the festival ones. Whose are these?
Those are nice. Let me see.
You're not having them. Now take this, have a little look. See.
Why did wing to hell, lordy be?
So we thought, because you work in showbiz and you're, you know, when you've got, you put your makeup on for stage, you need to have the lashes. We thought that we would bring back the Girls Aloud eyelashes.
We need to let the audience see this.
Yeah, show the camera. Like, oh yeah, work it. Cool.
So Marisha, have you ever seen the Girls Aloud eyelashes before?
I have never seen these before in my life.
So,
but we did the Girls Aloud song on CBB.
You did?
Yes.
Something kind of ooh.
Makes me kind of.
Baby, they brought that out to me. So I had to teach the whole house how to sing in an hour and a half. And they said, okay, we're gonna tell you what the songs are.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, they said, okay, here's the girl song. Something kinda ooh, jumping on my tutu. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't really know this song like this to teach it. I had literally learned it in 5 minutes. It's got so many lyrics, boo.
But the thing is, this is like Girls Aloud lyrics. They just don't make sense
and
either.
And they don't stop. Mm-mm.
They just keep going.
Them poor girls in that CBB, they were out of breath. They were like, they were dying. Laura Zizi. But honey, they should have had these Girls Aloud lashes because they might have been able to stand the test.
Yes. Yes.
So this week, you went to see the Queen and the King of England.
Baby, that whole day was wild. Well, first off, the lead up to that day was wild because I was like, I'm going to go meet, possibly meet. I didn't even know I was going to meet them, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Buckingham Palace. I was like, I got to have the perfect outfit. It's all about the fit. I was like, if I don't look good that day, like two immaculate moments, my mother is going to call here and be like, what happened? Mm-hmm. You need to be on point. Anyway, so I got these outfits. I got this dress. I missed the delivery because I was out. And then I got delivered to my neighbor's house and then they were out. And then it had to go back to the thing. And then it was coming back and they were like, it might be there at 1 o'clock. I have to leave at 2 o'clock to get to Buckingham Palace. So I wake up that morning and I was like, I need to have a backup. This ain't going to be it. So I went down to the Bromley Mall, to the Glades Mall.
The Glades, yeah.
The Glades Mall to phase 8. And when I tell you everybody in there was 60 and over, all these little old ladies was in there shopping. I said, I definitely ain't going to find nothing in here. What am I going to find? So I started looking through the racks and all the little old ladies is like going past me. And I find this little pink dress. And I was like, okay, that looks like it could be something.
Suitable for royals.
Suitable. You know, yeah. I didn't want to be classy, yeah. But then still, you know, have my style on it. Anyway, it was like a hot pink dress, but it was like classy. So I went and tried it on. And then I come out and the little old lady came out. She was like, ooh, that looks so nice on you. Let me help you zip it up. And then I was like, do you have a hat? She was like, we have a hat. The hat was the same color. And she was like, I have the perfect shoes. And then she was
like, the shoes. This is all very pretty woman.
It was.
Yeah, I love a shopping montage.
She was like, the perfect shoes. And I go get the shoes and I come out. And then she was like, oh my God, girls. Doesn't she look great, girls? Like all the old ladies like, yeah.
With the Zimmer friends like, yeah.
They were all.
But you've all got to remember that this is happening in Bromley Glades Shopping Centre.
I was like, they were like, yeah, she looks, oh, doesn't she look great? They were like, where are you going? I was like, Buckingham Palace. And they're like, when are you going? I was like, now. No.
This is like the beginning of a movie.
Like, yes. Now. So I get all my stuff and I run back home, get ready, get my makeup on. And then I head to the palace. So we get there, we're processed in, there's like band, there's like a full band, there's all the tents. We're like behind, you know, in the back area of Buckingham Palace. Maya Jama's there and like Edward Einfull and Vogue and Arlene Phillips was there. But yeah, Salt invited us, Olivier winners and nominees and anybody that they, she just was like literally the people that I loved. That's who I invited. So amazing. It was only like 4 or 5 of us that she invited. Me, Arlene Phillips, James Cousins, and then that was about it. It was crazy.
Did it all go quite quickly?
It did go quickly, but I tried to just take the day. It was the most beautiful weather that day as well. The sun was shining. Mm. The grass was green. Like, and then the king and queen come out. And there's like all the full processional of the king and queen. So we come out and we're like all standing there waiting to meet him. And he like greets everyone. So I didn't get really to get in there in the beginning. And they had like, you know, the special celebrities. I was like, how did I not get on this list?
Get in.
Okay. They got to meet them like separately. So I was like, fine. So then Arlene got to meet Camilla, but she didn't get to meet the King Charles. So we were getting to the end of the day, and then a couple of the people who were like working there, they liked us. They were like, okay, so they're gonna come out on this side. If y'all stand over here, we're gonna bring them over here. And I was like, okay. So we were on the other, we were on one side, and then it was Camilla's side. And Arlene was like, I already met Camilla.
I want the top dog.
This is Dame Arlene Phillips. She was like, I already met Camilla. I was like, okay, because they were saying you can't cross the street right now, but you can't cross the road right now because. You know, so it's like a security thing, whatever. So I was like, okay, Arlene, you need to act like you're an elderly woman and I'm going to walk you across the street. And she was like, okay. And so then I'm like holding her and she's like, ugh, for real.
Like a panto.
Arlene.
She was like, I'm so real. I was like, and the man tried to stop her. I was like, this is Dame Arlene Phillips. Please excuse me. And we walked.
She's a dame.
She is.
Yes. So then we walked to the other side where the king was about to come down. And then he was like, okay, okay, okay. And then he like pushed us onto the side. He's like, come behind this rail right here. So we go behind the rail. And then Camilla comes over. And then they were like, this is Dame Arlene. She was like, oh, we just met, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm standing next to her. And then, and I go, hi, I play Miss Adelaide. And Guys and Dolls, you came to see the show. And she was like, Oh my God, she was there. I loved. I just love guys and dolls. You were incredible. Oh my God, she was like, oh, we had the best time. I brought all the children. I brought the grandchildren. And she was like, Charles, come here. Meet Miss Adelaide. Come meet Miss Adelaide. And I was like, what is my life right now?
Yeah,
how am I being fangirls?
And it was all down to Dame Frail Arlene Phillips.
Dame Frail. Oh my God, my boyfriend was laughing at us so hard. She was like, you were like two little naughty schoolgirls.
Good for you. You gotta do that.
You got to get it. Yeah. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime.
And you got it.
Arlene. So he was like walking away and she was like, ping. And the security was like, no.
So she went back into frail mode.
I said, little day, no, Arlene can run circles around this place.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
and on that note, don't mess with Dame Arlene.
Don't mess with Dame. She's going to get what she wants. She's going to get what she wants. Okay.
So as you know, every week on the podcast, we get to choose one item that we have spoken about on the pod to take a bow and to be That's So Hun this week. So I'm going to do a quick recap of everything that we've spoken about. We spoke about slag wellies. We spoke about Stanley Cups.
Ooh.
We learnt about the finger hut.
Finger hut, baby.
Fake eyelashes, Buckingham Palace, or the Bromley Glade Shopping Centre. So, Electra, out of that fantastic list of honey items and honey scenarios and honey places, what are you going to crown So Hun this week?
Do you know what? This has been so much fun. I think, oh, that's so good. I'm going to go with the fingering hut.
Not the fingering.
What is it again?
Finger hut.
Oh, finger hut. Finger. That was the back at Sheds. The finger hut.
That was in my room like that.
Come to the finger hut. I like the finger hut.
Finger hut?
Yeah.
Marisha?
Oh my God, this is hard. I'm going to say the Bromley Glade Shopping Center because you know what? The amount of huns I see running through there, it's everything.
I'm going to actually agree with you because I've been to the Bromley Glade Shopping Centre. So you've been...
fingered at Bromley, whatever it's called.
You've been outvoted this week. Bromley Glade Shopping Centre is So Hun. And the reason why I've done it is because we need to get the footfall back in our malls.
We
so
do.
We're in our shopping centres.
Because that's where it all began. Yeah, the huns culture began at the malls.
We need to reclaim it. So what we're going to do is, you know, like on podcasts, people like announce tours and things like that. We're actually going to do a live show at the Bromley Glade Shopping Centre.
Oh my God, that would actually be amazing.
Would you sing there if we do
it? I would totally come.
We've got to make this happen.
Also, if a tour is in town, that's just right across the street. You get somebody to come in.
Indeed.
You know, Pretty Woman was
It could be like Coachella.
Week. It's cute.
It could be Coachella at the Bromley
joking?
Glade Shopping Centre.
Yeah, let's go for that. Let's do it.
Let's do
it.
If we get, if anybody from the Bromley Glade Shopping Centre is watching, please get in touch with us. So Marisha, what have you got coming up?
Well, I have my first, no, it's not one of my first, but this is going to be my biggest headline show at the Adelphi Theatre, March 5th,
2025?
March 11th, 2025. Okay. So I have coming up my biggest headline show yet at the Adelphi Theater. It's a March 11th, 2025. Honey, we're selling these tickets early, babe, because we want it sold out. But it's me by myself. I'm so excited. It's where I did Waitress.
Yep.
So it's like a coming home situation. That was the last place I was before my career kind of just completely changed after doing that show. So it's going to be me with a band just singing your favorite hits. And I'm telling you, tomorrow, everything people love me for, and then even more. So it's going to be great.
Will you be doing the eggy white version or the effy white version?
I might sneak that in there, you know. I might put a little bit in there. But I'm also doing something rotten. So the show that I left the States to do, they're doing it here at Drury Lane, a concert. So I'll be doing that at Drury Lane.
Oh my God. As Eggy White?
No, as B, the lead.
Wow.
She knows all the roles, sweetie. She knows all the roles.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for coming on and thank you for giving us your version of Hun. We will always, when every time I see a Stanley Cup now, I'll always think of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's So Hun, one more time. The fabulous Marisha Wallace.
Hi,
boo. But before we go, we always leave the show with some final words of wisdom from our in-house drag queen superstar extraordinaire, Electra Fence. So, yes. Electra, give us some inspirational quotes for this week?
This week's Hunspirational quote is, don't look back, you're not going that way. You're going forward, baby. That was good. That was good.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time on That's So Ran.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.